Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. The Iranian government has summoned the Australian ambassador in Tehran over photos of We're at Purple Day at the embassy. The summons has come a day after state media said the post promoted homosexuality. The post on the embassy's official Instagram account expresses dedication to creating a supporting environment where everyone can feel proud to be themselves. The semi-official ILNA news agency has quoted Australian Ambassador Ian McConville as saying the post was not intended to insult the Iranian people and their values. A major crackdown on the illegal tobacco trade is currently underway in Victoria. Authorities are hoping to combat the gang warfare that's seen more than 100 firebombings across Melbourne in less than a year. Australian Border Force Commander Ken McKern has told Channel 7 his agency is also involved. He says the issue is international in scope.
Well, we know that our border control measures here in Australia alone won't fix the problem. History has shown us that working really closely with our Asia Pacific partners and the customs agencies in those jurisdictions to share information and intelligence, to share a mutual understanding of the illicit tobacco problem, and to look at opportunities for operational activity across the Asia Pacific region is highly effective in disrupting the supply of illicit tobacco into Australia.
The number of homes listed under distressed conditions is rising in some parts of the country. Property researchers at SQM say the ACT and Tasmania experienced the sharpest year-on-year increases. Elsewhere, conditions in the housing market appear to be softening. But SQM researcher Lewis Christopher has told SBS News it's not yet cause for concern.
So currently nationwide, we've got just over 5,000 properties selling under distressed conditions. Now, to give you some perspective on that number, prior to COVID, that number was hovering around 11,000 to 12,000 listings. And then it dropped away significantly over the course of 2021. It's been rising a little from a low base over the course of 23 and 24. But when I do look at these numbers, New South Wales and Victoria are recording a little bit of an acceleration, but they're still relatively low numbers.
Authorities have criticised a group of hikers rescued from freezing conditions on Tasmania's Mount Wellington this week. The group of 13 were rescued after setting out on a day hike with minimal food and water and no equipment. They subsequently became stranded on the summit. Tasmanian Premier Jeremy Rockliffe has said it was ridiculous and stupid. Tasmania Police Commander Jason Elmer says the hikers went ahead despite safety warnings.